Good day, students. Welcome to our today's e-learning platform. Coming from All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo, River State. In today's lesson, I am going to teach SS1, and the subject is government. I am still Mrs. Florence Iwanyanwu, your government / CRK teacher. In our last topic, we treated military system of government. We saw how the military usually take over power through what we call coup d'etat. And I also told you how they usually change the existing constitution into decrees. But today we are going to look at another topic called socialism. Socialism. Okay? We are going to look at socialism. We are going to look at the meaning of socialism. We are going to see who propounded socialism and what brought about the introduction of socialism. And we are going to also look at the features of socialism, the merits and demerits. Okay? Now, let's get straight to the topic. Socialism can be defined as a social, political, and economic system in which the state owns and controls the means of production, exchange, and distribution of goods and services. I'll take it again. Socialism can be defined as a social, political, and economic system in which the state owns and controls the means of production, exchange, and distribution of goods and services. Okay. Now, if you still remember what we did under capitalism, okay, we saw that it is a system of government in which all the factors of production, I'm talking about land, labor, capital, and entrepreneur, are being controlled by private individual. But in this system, reverse is the case. Now, we have different types of definitions of socialism, but I am taking the definition from essential government, and I think it is more self-explanatory, okay? Now, it is important for you to understand that the idea of socialism came, you know, as a result of the problems or negative impacts of capitalism. And you know that the major negative impact of capitalism is exploitation. As a result of the exploitative tendencies applied by the capitalists, people began to complain, okay? And, you know, there was a protest. And so Karl Marx, a German, propounded this theory in 1883, okay? And he propounded it, and of course, Russia was the very first country to embrace socialism. Other countries that also practiced it one time or the other includes China, Romania, Poland, etc. In Africa, the very first country that practiced it in Africa happens to be Tanzania under Julius, a man called Julius Nyerere. Now, Julius Nyerere of Tanzania was a great man who was selfless and, of course, who did all that he could to ensure that things are done without complaint. Now, when we look at Julius Nyerere's regime as a president, though that's not what in our main topic, but I want you to just probably browse or check out what and what Julius Nyerere of Tanzania did when he was a president. Okay? He actually adopted socialism, and of course he was a wonderful president. Another country that also practiced it in Africa was Ethiopia. Remember that Ethiopia was also a country that was never colonized. Okay? All right. Now, this system of government is talking about a total control of all the means of production, exchange of goods and services, and even distribution was in the hands of the state. The state was totally in charge. It was not a situation where individuals were the one producing this and selling that. In this system of government, individual has no role to play. It was all in the hands of the government. Okay, now let's look at the features of socialism. Now, one of the major features of socialism is means of production. Means of production. There is the state ownership and control of means of production, just like I told you before. Now, there was a time the Imo State government, during the time of Sam Mbakwe, according to history, was running a poultry farm at Avutu. Okay, I think Avutu should be in Obo, his hometown. Now, this poultry farm, according to them, made eggs available, made chicken and other poultry stuff available, okay? Making it difficult for private individuals to exploit people. There was also the establishment of ADAPAM. I'm trying to give you an example of this control, total control. So the ADAPAM was a company that was in charge of production of palm oil, okay? It actually made oil very cheap for people to consume because the government was the one regulating the prices. Now, it will be difficult for individual to sell a tin of oil for, let's say, 10,000 naira, okay, and the government will be selling at 5. If government sells at 5, nobody is going to buy that of 10,000. So that is exactly what it means to be in charge of control of means of production, okay? We have nation's wealth. As another point, nation's wealth. There is equal distribution of this nation's wealth. In Nigeria today, the problem we are having is the problem of inequality, especially to those areas that are kind of referred to as the goose that lay the golden eggs. Okay? When you come to Nigeria, it is the south, southeast, you know, they are the ones that are producing exactly what is being used in the country. Yet, their environments are left, you know, without developmental projects. If not that the people are kind of industrious, this place would have been too backward. All right? We have another point, employment. Employment. There is gainful employment for all citizens. Now, if there is establishment of industries here and there, of course, if government should establish industries, they will also need people that will work in the industries. And if such industries are established, that means there will be vacancies for people to work in, unlike capitalist economy, all right? In a capitalist economy, the capitalist might just decide to employ his family members alone. You know what I'm saying? Okay, we have free education and free medical services. Free education and free medical services. That is in a civilized society, in a society that understands the meaning of democracy, okay? Not a society like ours. Okay, the next point is one sole party. There is existence of one sole party or one single party. We shall see that it's supposed to be a disadvantage But we'll get to that side. But I want you to understand that one soul party is a feature of socialism. Another point is we have private enterprise. Individuals are not allowed to engage in the production and distribution of goods and services. Individuals are not allowed to engage in the production and distribution of goods and services. So, for those of you who find it difficult to state, when I ask you to state, you'll be listing. Of course, I've said it time and time again that WAEC will always ask you to state in government. Now, assuming you stated private enterprise and you leave it like that, assuming you just outlined private enterprise without stating it, you'll be marked wrong, okay? But when you state it, when you write private enterprise, and now you now go down to explain that it is not allowed, the examiner will know that you know exactly what you're talking about. That is for you to understand that there's a great difference between stating and listing. When you're asked to list, you list. When you're asked to state, you state. And when you are asked to discuss or narrate, you narrate. Okay. Now let's look at the merits of socialism. Let's look at the merits. Merit here also stands for advantages. Now, one of the basic advantages of this system is job security. Job security. There is no fear of undue loss of job, since it is the government that creates jobs and employs all. There is no fear of undue loss of job, since it is the government that creates jobs and employs all. Now, you have to get something straight too here. Because of this COVID-19, a lot of people have lost their jobs, especially those of them that are in the private sector. But people that are working under the government wouldn't have to panic, okay, because there is job security. But in the private sector, the proprietors, the entrepreneurs can wake up one morning and decide to sack their employees. And of course, nobody's going to ask them questions because they are the ones that pay their salaries. Another disadvantage is industrial harmony. Advantage. Another advantage is industrial harmony. There is industrial harmony because the conditions of service of workers are uniform. And as a result of that, they will be determined to work for the progress of the state, okay? All right? Everybody is happy. When everybody is happy, of course, there will be positive results. Another advantage is exploitation. The tendency to exploit is eliminated in the system. If you still remember what we did under capitalism, you understand that the major disadvantage of capitalism is exploitation. And that was what gave room to socialism. So, but in this system of government, there is no room for exploitation because the government is in charge. And if the government is in charge, there is a tendency that individuals might not have room for exploitative tendencies. Another advantage is welfare. The welfare of the people is adequately taken care of by the government. The welfare of the people is adequately taken care of by the government. Remember that this welfare includes incentives. It also includes conditions of service. Some people will, after working for a very long time, for the government, they will have to retire and get their gratuity and pension. Unlike private sector, where no one pays you after you are out of the system. Okay? All right. Now, another advantage is there is no unhealthy rivalry. There is no unhealthy rivalry. Okay? The state is only involved in this system. If we still remember one of the disadvantages of capitalism, we have unhealthy rivalry as a disadvantage. But in this case, the state is the only one. There is no competitor. And as a result, no one is going to get any jazz against any other person. Okay? Now let's look at the disadvantages of this system. Let's look at the disadvantages. Number one is no competition. No competition. Okay? The absence of competition has virtually affected the quality of goods produced. Most of the goods are of low quality. Mm-hmm. You know, when no one is asking questions, or probably no, when no one is competing with them, they will produce whatever they want to produce and still sell it at any price of their choice. So it's disadvantageous, okay? Another disadvantage is control of the economy. Control of the economy. The government controls all aspects of the economy. It does not give room for personal initiatives. Okay? The government controls all aspects of the economy. It does not give room for personal initiatives. Okay? It's also self-explanatory. Now, it is very, very clear in this system that since the government is in charge of everything, they are the ones that will decide on what to do and what not to do. And as a result, they might not want individuals to give their ideas. And remember the saying that says, two good heads are better than one. But in this system, it is just the government alone, and they will not allow criticisms. Okay. Another disadvantage of this system is that the economy may not grow fast. The economy may not grow fast. The reason is that individuals are not allowed to take part in running the economy on a large scale. You remember that I told you when we were doing capitalism that when individuals participate in this type of system, they pay a certain amount of money to the government as taxes. Okay, and before you know it, they would have generated lots and lots of revenue. So the government is the one running everything. And of course, it will not pay tax to itself. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that will make the economy not to grow faster. All right. Another disadvantage is absence of choice. Absence of choice. Since almost all goods are produced by the government, the consumer may have no alternative in the choice of goods. Are you there? Remember they say, you see, when you have alternative of making your choice, you will know whatever you prefer. Okay? And in a situation where you're not having alternative, you might not actually know the one you prefer. Of course, there's a saying that says that variety is the spice of life. When you have varieties of things to choose, you will know the one you prefer. But in a situation where you don't have any preference at all, you will have to make use of the one that is available. Now, another disadvantage is division of labor. Division of labor. Socialism does not encourage division of labor or specialization. Socialism does not encourage division of labor or socialization. Remember that we were told under a capitalist economy that division of labor brings out the best in an individual. But in this system, it is not allowed. Now, the last but not the least, dictatorship. Dictatorship. Most socialist states are one-party states and can possibly become oppressive and dictatorial. Most socialist states are one-party states and can possibly become oppressive and dictatorial. Now, I told you when I mentioned one sole party as a feature, that is a disadvantage, okay? When one becomes too powerful and does not have anyone that will control him, the person might use it negatively, okay? Exactly what is happening in those states, you know, right now. Adam Soshomole, in case you have not heard, had been removed as the national chairman of APC. It might interest you to understand that he, as a governor, challenged Godfatherism. What do I mean by Godfatherism? you know, trying to sponsor another person to be in charge of something. But at the end of the day, that which he stood against, he started doing. And now he had been removed. He became very, very dictatorial. Okay? All right. Now, I want you to, there are other points you could add on your own. Okay? But this is the much I can take today. Now, your assignment is this. Compare socialism with capitalism. Give four differences between capitalism and socialism. Okay? I'll come your way next time. Take care.